In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, our Lord Jesus instructs us in how to live as Christians in this fallen world. He tells us what we are not to do and what we are to do. Do not judge, do not condemn, but rather forgive and be merciful, just as your Father in heaven also is merciful. On the one hand, judgment and condemnation, and on the other, forgiveness and mercy. And what is the common thread that binds these words together? Sin. This passage is talking about sin, or more specifically, what to do with sinners. There are only two options: judgment and condemnation, or forgiveness and mercy. God desires to forgive. It is in his nature to want to show mercy. But our enemy, the devil, wants only to judge and condemn. It's in his nature to kill, steal, and destroy. And because your sinful nature is in league with the devil, it must be put to death through holy baptism so that the new man can emerge to live before God and show mercy to his neighbor, just as our Father is merciful. Jesus must instruct us because by default, our sinful nature is aligned with the devil against mercy and forgiveness. What should we do with sinners? We should do to them what God has done to us. Judge not, condemn not, instead forgive and be merciful. I think that just about everyone will agree with this last statement. Judge not, instead forgive. The words sound good, but when it comes to doing this, to carrying out these words, the devil has twisted it all around so that what the world calls judgment is actually mercy, and what the world calls forgiveness is actually condemnation. This is no accident. The devil is a thief and a murderer. He wants to rob people of forgiveness so that he can murder their souls. And he does this by twisting Jesus' words, judge not. Forgiveness has two parts. First, we confess our sins. Second, God is faithful and just to forgive us. In order for there to be forgiveness, there must first be sin. In order for God to show mercy, it is necessary that there be poor, miserable sinners. So by robbing us of the ability to call sin what it is, sin, the devil steals away the forgiveness that God desires to give. Think of how he does this. Any time that there is about to be a confession, any time that a sinner is being led to acknowledge his sin and be shown mercy, the devil jumps in with twisted scripture, judge not. And then he teaches sinners to think and talk this way. How dare you tell me about my sin? How dare you call me to repentance? Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus is a God of love and mercy. But how can God show mercy to those who have no sin? How can he forgive if there is nothing to be forgiven? He can't. And what happens to sinners who remain in their sin? They receive judgment and condemnation. So, as I said, what the world calls mercy, saying nothing about sin, pretending it doesn't exist, is actually condemnation. Judge not, don't tell me about my sin, is actually don't give me mercy and forgiveness. Instead, leave me to suffer the judgment that comes upon all unforgiven sinners. Imagine what would happen if we applied this backwards thinking to cancer care. Imagine if doctors were trained that surgery was judgment and lying about cancer was mercy. Be like Jesus. He never diagnosed anyone with stage 4 cancer. Jesus was loving and merciful. Imagine how many people would be consigned to death from such treatment. And yet this is exactly what the devil has done with the far more pressing danger of untreated sin. Worse yet, he has convinced even Christians who have God's word and are best equipped to diagnose sin that it is merciful to say and do nothing about it. Pope Francis was once asked his opinion on homosexuality, and he answered, "Who am I to judge?" Imagine asking a world-renowned oncologist, "What do you think about colon cancer?" and getting the same reply. Who am I to judge? I am a merciful doctor. I don't give people painful diagnoses. I make them feel good. I teach them to love everything about their bodies and be comfortable with themselves the way they are. What a wicked doctor. And his false mercy is consigning people to death. He is judging and condemning them. So to continue the metaphor, if Jesus said to a cancer doctor, "Do not judge, do not condemn people to death, but instead show them mercy, give them life-saving treatment," what would this look like? The doctor would make a correct and accurate diagnosis according to the latest medical knowledge. He would tell the truth to his patients, even if it were hard to hear. And then he would compassionately recommend the best course of treatment to deal with the cancer. This is what mercy would look like. Now apply this to Christians. Jesus says to you, "Do not judge sinners. Do not consign them to hell for their sins, but rather show them the mercy and forgiveness of God, the same mercy and forgiveness that you have received." What would this look like? You would correctly and accurately diagnose sin according to the word of God. You would tell the truth to those people God has brought into your life, even if it were hard to hear, and you would compassionately lead them to look to Christ and his cross as the only remedy for sin. This is what mercy looks like. If the devil has catechized you into believing that compassion is turning a blind eye to sin, then repent and begin again to love your neighbor truly. Stop judging him and leaving him under the sentence of just condemnation for sin. And instead, as you have opportunity, begin to show him mercy by speaking the truth. Yes, speak the truth in gentleness, but speak the truth. To do anything less with sin is to pronounce judgment, just as the cancer doctor who refuses to diagnose terminal illness is actively condemning people to death. So instead of giving those you claim to love judgment and condemnation by leaving them in their sin, Jesus says to give them mercy. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. What is it that Jesus tells us to give? And what will then be given back to you, running over? We're not talking about material goods here. We're not talking about stuff. This is about forgiveness. Give forgiveness abundantly, and it will be given back to you. Give forgiveness in the same way that God has already shown it to you. And when God gives forgiveness, he doesn't dole it out by the teaspoon. No, he gives it abundantly. And the reason Jesus doesn't want sinners being judged and condemned is because he wants to forgive them fully and freely. This is in God's nature. It is who he is. He delights to forgive. He takes pleasure in showing mercy. As Jesus says, God is kind to the unthankful and evil. In other words, he has been kind to you, hasn't he? Therefore, extend that same kindness to anyone who will receive it. Jesus says to you, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. In the name of Jesus, amen.